Yeah. Hey, listen now, why don't you spend the few minutes remaining to get out whatever message you want to get out to the community on the blog, because I'll post this on the blog. So the floor is yours. Go ahead.
I'd just like to get out to the community that that the judicial system is infiltrated with traitors. It's infested with traitors. These judges are no good. They just deny everything. For example, the denial of my writ was just made a bunch of babble to deny my writ without no, you know, justification or nothing. They just said, you know, they were quoting, for example, trial records that don't even exist. So these guys are nothing but traitors, and they're infested the court system. So, you know, that's what I'm up against right now. And just let the community know that I'm sacrificing everything I have for my country, and I'm you know, doing the best I can. Ed and Elaine sacrificed everything, along with my other three so-called co-conspirators. We're sacrificing everything for our country, and we would appreciate any help that anybody can give us, you know. So we're going to keep fighting until the end and see what's you know, see how this comes out. Hopefully I get freed on my petition to, my appeal to the Supreme Court of New Hampshire. A couple other things, Mike Conley, if you're out there, get a hold of me. I need that case law that you quoted me where I can ask not to have the United States citizens on the my jury, which I want to submit a motion for that. And I believe you gave me that case law, Mike, and I would like to get that. And, you know, if there's any good lawyers out there that are on this site, you know, give us some advice over the internet or wherever you can send it in. You know, we'll take your advice into consideration. Right now I can't take a lawyer on board because I am fighting it over jurisdiction, which once I get a lawyer, I actually give them jurisdiction over me when I accept a lawyer, so I can't accept one right now, but I would be willing to take any advice anybody can give me on this.
Yep.
And I think everybody, especially people who have been writing me, a letter in this jail is like it's worth its weight in gold. So I appreciate that people have been writing me. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm just doing the best I can to try to help my country.
What about the folks that have been visiting you up there?
What was that, Bill?
What about the folks that have been visiting you up there?
Joe Hoss has been great. He's the only guy who's been visiting me, and he visits me religiously every Sunday. And I can't tell you enough about the guy. He's done more for me than anybody. The guy's great. And I guess Bernie Bastion is going to start visiting me too, another great patriot who's fighting for our country. And I just can't say enough about these guys. They've done great. And I just want to say hi to everybody. Casey, Sean, Van Meter, everybody out there who supports Ed and Elaine in our cause to save our country. I just want to say hi to everybody and keep up the fight. Keep your heads up, and we're going to win this thing eventually. And keep exposing the corruption in their lies. And the feds, a little piece of information for the bloggers. I fired my lawyer on October 2nd, and he's been calling me at the jail like every other day. I don't take his calls. He actually came out to the jail and tried to visit me, and I refused his visit, and then like a day or two later, he sent me a package. I had to return it to sender. The guy's basically stalking me. I can't get rid of him, and I filed a demand to have a counsel of my own choosing, not to be forced by a lawyer by the court. So the court's trying everything in its power to keep this lawyer on me, and I don't have no contact with them, and I will not have no contact with no British Accreditation Registry lawyer. They're nothing but liars, and they tricked me already once, and I'm not falling for it again. They're nothing but liars, and they're part of the they're with the enemy. So all I can say is that I'm fighting the enemy with everything I got, and I just appreciate any help or advice anybody can give us to keep this thing and win it, because if I get out on a writ, everybody else should be following my coattails. And the amount of federal inmates in this prison is just tremendous, and the huge sentences that these people are getting is just tremendous, and they're all in here illegally because the feds have no jurisdiction, but the people are ignorant to it. But my writ of habeas corpus has been floating around the prison, and even a couple of the guards read it and are just dumbfounded by it. And when my writ was denied, people are like, how could they deny you? You gave overwhelming evidence, you know? And so, you know, But I got some other guys that are going to be filing writs in here too. And you know, they showed a lawyer my writs, and the lawyers are like, "Oh, that's frivolous," you know, because they're bar lawyers again. So you know, they can't argue the truth or they'll get disbarred.
Yeah.
So, they're better off without their lawyers, you know. And everybody complains in here that their lawyers aren't doing their job for them. And you know, I heard like four or five guys say they're going to fire their lawyer. They're sick of them. They don't, you know, call them. They don't show up. They don't file motions when they're supposed to. And you know, it's just a big scam, you know.
Yep. Yeah, Dan.
Anyways, I'm better off just fighting this myself. But every time I ever done any work on my own, I've always come out better than with some lawyer, because the lawyers are they're loyal to the court first, then the bar second, and then their customer. So you're actually third on the list for everybody to know, and that's in the Bar Association's handbook. So you're third in line for their dedication. The court and then the bar gets their attention first before they even get around to the paying customer.
Yep.
So keep that in mind, and that's their own words out of their bar manual.
Yep.
So there you have it. And again, I just want to thank everybody, and I'm going to keep my head up, stay motivated, and see this thing through to the end no matter what. I don't care if I, you know, end up with the full 18 years they're trying to get me with. I'm sacrificing for my country, and that's what it takes to win this thing. We need people to sacrifice. You know,
yeah, Dan.
Tremendous sacrifice. They probably lost $4 million for 4 million notes. For 220 notes that they said they owed, so they got like almost 50-fold what they supposedly owed.
Yeah, Dan, and I just want to pass along. I've been getting a lot of emails through your blog. A lot of folks have been sending words of encouragement and support from all corners of the internet out there, and we're starting to get a few donations coming in. And you know, I'm out there searching, trying to find a lawyer that that has the right motivations and the right value system to be able to take on a case like this, because you know, it's a tough fight and we need all the help we can get.
Yeah, I also want to say hi to Fred Smart, Bob Schultz, everybody at MakeTheStand.com, and everybody who's ever done anything to help this movement, help us win our freedom. I just want to say thanks to everybody, and you know, just keep chugging along and do whatever you can. And Mike Conley, again, if you're out there, write me a letter. I actually met up with your old cellmate that he's still in here. He just got 41 months the feds gave him. He got sentenced the other day. But anyways, Mike, I need that case law about the jurors there not wanting a U.S. citizen on my jury. Okay?
Yep.
So that's all I really have time for, people, and I appreciate everything. And I'll keep you all posted as stuff develops.
All right, Dan. We'll get this up on the blog right away. And like you said, Joe Haas has been tremendous helping us out, visiting you. He's been a great conduit for getting this writ of habeas corpus over to the Superior Court over there.
Yep.
And can't wait for the appeal. Get it up to the Supremes and see how they weigh in.
And I'll be mailing you a copy of the appeal as soon as I get it all finished up here. But don't forget the affidavit about the computers they stole, the computer and all my cameras they stole, which was done on the search warrant. Also get a hold of Terry Melton down there in Texas. I need an affidavit, you know, about when the feds told him they were going to do bodily harm to him.
Yep, we'll get that.
Okay, tell Terry and Alex Jones and all them guys down in Texas, Torrin Wolf, all them guys have been great to me. Danny Romero, everybody down there has been great to me. I thank everybody for what they're doing, and everybody just keep up the good work, keep chugging forward.
All right, Dan. Keep it safe.
All right, Bill. I'll call you on the regular Thursday at 8 o'clock, right?
Yep. We'll talk to you then, bud.
Tell the kids I said hi.
Hey, love you, kid. Take care now.
All right, bye.
Bye.